some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and for the next 90 nonstop minutes, we have America's two psychic superstars. We have Rebecca Fisk and Stephanie Girard. They're joining us live here to take your calls. And if you have been pre-screened, we will do everything we can to get to your call. So I'll remind our callers this afternoon, A, thank you for calling. We're hanging out today. And B, when I unmute your line and introduce you, you'll have your chance to visit with the ladies. And if I've pre-screened your call, I've taken your birth date and the topic you want to ask them about. And we'll go from there. I'll kindly ask that we don't have 500 follow-up questions just so we can get to everybody who wants to be on the show on, so we get a little flavor of what the ladies are doing for you. And remind everybody that if you do want to schedule a private reading with either Rebecca or Stephanie, if you are listening to the show, you can I say watching the show because it's on your computer or your smartphone there that you're listening from. There are links to both of their websites, respectively, just by clicking on their name in the show. You'll see they're hyperlinked, and it takes you to iamrebecca.com or whitelight.love, and that will take you to Rebecca and Stephanie's website. If you are at a desk and you're just sitting around hanging out today, also, we have a picture of their beautiful ladies, and this is from an event they did together last month. And their websites are there for you as well. So you can just write them down while you're looking at their two very lovely faces. So with that, folks, it's my pleasure to welcome back both Rebecca and Stephanie to the show. How are you, ladies?
We're doing great. I'm doing great. How are you, Steph?
I'm pretty good up here. It's sunny and beautiful. We have blue sky and sunshine simultaneously. So this is a big deal.
Yay.
That's awesome.
It is. You know, because in the Northwest, you know, you only get those 5 legislatively approved sunny days a month.
I think about 2 months out of the year, so everyone's like outside having a great time. Yeah.
There we go. Well, before we get started, let's, as we always do, I want to, you know, ask you what's been going on. I think we did this last month. I asked Rebecca first, so this time I'm going to ask Stephanie. Stephanie, what's exciting in your world? What's happening for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is exciting, and Rebecca and I are both excited to share this. We will be doing our workshop once again, repeating the same thing on September the 16th in Long Beach, California, at the Best Western. I think it's the full sale, Golden Sales.
Golden
and,
Sales.
Golden Sales. There we go. We're sailing away somewhere. Anyway, we are doing the workshop again, Love, Sex, and Relationships. And so we're going to be mentioning that throughout our time here today. And this is very exciting. Back by popular demand very quickly, and there's a possible other location forming for the beginning of November. So we'll see what happens there. So that is new. And also I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, we are moving into the astrological sign of Leo. And this, let me see, I believe it's this Sunday, July 23rd, is the new moon. And the new moon is a time of manifesting. So this is a wonderful, wonderful time to write down, put pen to paper, and write down these things that you would like to create and manifest in your life. Good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter, but do so with the highest intention for the outcome. It's a wonderful time. Now, because it's in the sign of Leo, Leo is fire. Leo is also very much a prima donna. We have Leo the lion, all about me. And the fire will be nudging all of us for the next while until this moves into the sign of Virgo. So for the next 3.5 weeks or so, we're going to be feeling this urge to take action, to pay attention, the things that we've been thinking about throughout the end of June, middle of July, everything we've been mulling over emotionally, we're moving into the energy of fire, and fire says take action. And Sunday is a prime time that we apply the fire to our dreams and write it down, and let's make it happen. That's what's going on here, Garrett.
I love that. Write the lists. speaking of the list, hello, Rebecca.
Yes.
Well, hello, Garrett. I was going to say, you know, and I think I'm going to speak for Stephanie on this as well. I hope you don't mind, but every day we get to hang out with you, Garrett, is a sunny day no matter what the weather. So we're just blessed to get to hang out with you.
Our Mutual Admiration Society meeting is now in session.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you asked me something, right? Sorry, I just derailed the train.
What's new and exciting?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, let's see. Lots of cool stuff. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. You know, yes, I'm excited to teach another class with Stephanie in September. We are planning on one. She didn't mention this one yet. We're planning one up in the Tacoma, Washington area, probably in March of next year as well. So for those of you who maybe don't feel like taking a road trip and coming to hang out with us sooner, there may be something happening up your way at the beginning of next year. So that's really cool. You know, lots of really cool stuff with my kid. He's off for the summer. He's doing great things. I'm super proud of him. And I'm just really grateful. I've got so many amazing clients. And, you know, I'm just enjoying the summer right now. Enjoying having more time with my son. And, you know, that's all good. I mean, the work stuff is awesome. So thank you all. Thank you for calling in and for listening. And things are good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before we get started, do we want to do any breathing or meditation quickly or anything else like that that's always fun and exciting?
That would be fun to do. Are you open for this, Rebecca?
I am. Are you? Do you feel like taking the lead today, or do you want me to?
I'll grab the bull by the horns here, and we're just going to do probably a quick little 30-second thing, because I do know that there are several people waiting to talk with us. So let's just everyone close your eyes for a moment and let's just take a deep breath in and hold it. And when we exhale, visualize the releasing of the air out your stomach. We're going to release the buildup of this emotional stuff within our system. We're going to take another deep breath in and hold it and visualize the color of blue, royal blue. And as we exhale, we're going to exhale the color of royal blue out our stomach area, which is our solar plex, and also out through the top of our head, our crown chakra. And then finally, we're just going to take one more deep breath in and hold it. And then release it, and as we are releasing this naturally through our own breathing, through our own set of lungs, we're going to feel this beautiful energy come down through the top of our heads, down through the centers of our bodies, down our legs and out the bottoms of our feet, down to the center of the earth and back. And we're going to bring this back energy back up again, up through our legs, and we're going to have it rest in our heart. And there we go. And that's a very quick grounding exercise that anyone can do. And it's quick, it's fast, and it's a wonderful way just to come back to center again. Because throughout the day, life can be a little crunchy, edgy, scattery, and joyful, and happy, and pleasant. But this is something that everyone can do on their own time. And just to get regrouped. So there you go.
There we go. I always love that. And I don't know why, but every time we do one of these, I just start yawning uncontrollably. And it's not because you're boring. It's just like I all of a sudden have this need for oxygen.
Yes. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I really do. I hope everybody out there. And if you think it's crazy, just try it. I mean, seriously, a lot of people like deep breathing. Seriously, it will change your life. Among many other things that we'll have happen on the show. Well, let's get started. We've got a bunch of folks calling in. I know that I had a bunch of people that called in. For some reason, it looks like you've dropped off, and I apologize, but once you drop off and call back in, because I see some numbers that are similar to what I saw on the call screen earlier, I need to rescreen your call. So I'm going to ask for your name again, ask for your birthday again, and ask for the topic again. But in the meantime, we're going to go to a couple of newbies to the show. We're going to go to Allison first today, and Allison is calling about moving. Rebecca, would you like to visit with Allison first?
Sure. Hi, Allison.
Hi. I am a newbie.
Welcome. Welcome. We love newbies. We love everybody, but welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So really interesting energy around you. It's like you don't really know which way to turn. It's the energy that comes up immediately. Let's see here. So yeah, I don't know if you guys have the feedback, but I've got major feedback.
I'm going to put Allison on mute, and that I think should fix that. Allison, keep listening.
Okay. Yeah, he'll unmute you again. okay, good. Let's see here. So I feel like the move is imminent. I do feel like you need to make this move. It's not a move that you're really embracing. It's not something that you've wanted to do. I do feel like this is that there's attachment to, I don't know if it's, well, it's emotional attachment, but I'm not getting clarity on whether or not this is attachment to a loved one or to your own dream that existed in your current place. But I do feel like I see you packing. I see I see tears for you, and that you're doing this, but it's not really what you want to be doing. So there are a couple of things that I really want to impress upon you. And the first thing is that you already know the move needs to take place, and that ultimately it is for your highest good. There's a great sense of relief that will come from allowing yourself to let go. You know, when we hold on to energy from the past, it prevents us from moving forward and really, allowing the magnificence of what can unfold in our lives when we allow ourselves to surrender to the highest good. So a lot of things about this move represent you having to do things that you haven't necessarily embraced. You've kind of stayed more with what's been comfortable. And so I just want to say that I understand that and I support it. And I want to say to you that there are some really good things coming after this is done. It's just the process of not only having to sort and let go, especially this letting go. I see that this is painful for you. So, you know, I want to send you lots of love and lots of good wishes for allowing yourself to finish whatever the grieving process is with this. And then also, it is something that's coming very quickly. I feel like this is probably by fall, but certainly before the end of the year. And so there's a feeling that you don't have to do this today. There is some urgency to this, but it doesn't have to happen today. So I feel like you're trying to do everything the right way, but it really is okay for you to kind of wait a little bit longer and let yourself grieve through the process of the packing and everything, so that when you are ready to go, that's when it's happening instead of almost feeling like you're pushed into this. So, you know, again, let yourself grieve. This is a loss. But there are wonderful things coming for you. It's like once you open, you close that one door, you know, we have many, many doors that open from just this one closing. So again, I'm sending love and blessings to you. And I really want to encourage you to be where you are with this process, but try to keep looking forward to the goodness that's coming, because there are really good things that will come from this.
Hi, am I unmuted now?
Yes.
You are, Allison.
Okay. I changed location. I think that what you were picking up, the background noise, any kind of echoes, because I was talking on my earphones with that little microphone, and that microphone tends to pick up a lot of whatever's around me. So I'm in a quiet environment now. Well, I wanted to respond. The situation I'm living in a roommate situation. It is not my house. It is not a good situation. It has been not a good situation since February. So I've lived there since February. So February, March, April, May, June, July, 5.5 months. I cannot wait to get out of there. I have been looking for a new place for 4 months.
Okay.
And it is just that hard and that really has everything to do with the supply of, and I'm just looking for, actually I've been looking for either a little studio for myself, because I need to live alone again, or even a roommate. Actually, you know what? I can't even go back to the roommate situation.
It's
the third time. I have a lot in my life that I'm dealing with, including the loss of a family member very recently. So I have a lot of grief that has been stuffed and pushed aside because of my bad roommate situation. I cannot wait to get out. I have just, I'm sad it happened this way, but I am more, I've been chomping at the bit for 4 months because I have been absolutely needing to move, and the door, and I'm, it's kind of funny, you know, I mean it kind of literally as well as metaphorically, that because of the housing situation in my local area has not yielded
Allison,
a space.
Gonna,
so I wanted to give you a feedback and see, you know, what you might have to say on that, because
I
need to get out.
Right. So I understand all of that, and I'll be really quick in my response to that. So let me just say, first of all, that there, you know, I'm picking up on the grief and the loss, first of all. The other thing that I want to say is, you know, as far as you're having grief about even being in a roommate situation, you know, that what I do is I look at the energy that's around you. So this is the energy of where you are. There's still loss somehow involved in this, and maybe the loss itself is the loss of your autonomy. The fact that you're going to go back to a studio, I think, is a really perfect thing for you, a very perfect solution. But I want to go ahead and turn this over to Stephanie now and let her give you her feedback as well. And so thank you, Allison. Let me turn this over to Stephanie.
Hi, Allison. One of the modalities I work with is numerology. And so in your numerology, first of all, your life path is a number 4. So that one of your life themes will always be laying the foundation and creating the structure that you need, which you're already identifying that. This year for you is a personal number 1 year, and what this means is new beginnings. New beginnings are not necessarily easy because of everything that you've just described. It means we're bringing experiences to us that we don't necessarily want to deal with, but it's being dealt with anyway. So when I look at the month breakdown of what number month the problem started, it was a number 3 month. 3 means in numerology, joy giver, and laying the spiritual foundation. And so for you, whatever your energies are, whatever your beliefs are, the footprint, the imprint of that in the environment there is clearly not going well, and that's okay. So what will happen now, based upon what I see, July has been a month, it's a number 8 month for you, which means you're handling business, you've made the decisions you need to. August is a number 9 month, that means bringing things to closure. It also means divine brotherhood. It means doing things for the highest and best for everybody involved. So the month of August is going to ask you to to operate it with high integrity, to stay in your high mind is what we say, meaning doing things for the highest and the best for everybody, even though it's not going to feel like you want to. And then September is the number 1 month. So September is the new beginning. That is where I do see you finally moving and finding the space that you need. So this actually lines up with what Rebecca already shared. So September is going to be the month that you make your move. December, you're organizing your life and you're going to feel more like you're back in charge again of your life. So that's what I see for you in September.
There you go, Allison.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Keep us posted on all of that fun stuff that's going on that you get to change. Also, real quick plug for Rebecca's book. Not that we want to, you know, shell out and make you go support the cause, but, you know, go out and support the cause. This is really easy, and Rebecca will talk about this more later, but she's got a great book out called The List, and she will tell you about that after our next call. Cheryl, who is calling about love. Cheryl, you're live with Rebecca and Stephanie. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
hello.
Cheryl. How can we help you?
My mother's out there yelling. Okay, I'm on the phone. Yes, I have a question about my husband and family, my family.
Okay, what's your husband's first name?
Mark.
Okay. Okay, and then Stephanie, did you get a date of birth already?
May I have your date of birth, Cheryl?
August 29th, 1956.
Okay, go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay. You know, I have to say, first of all, there's an overwhelming sense of anxiety. And I feel like whatever's going on with Mark and your family is very much out of your control. And so it's like you're trying to do everything that you can to help with the situation, but it's proving to be more difficult than what you expected. Are they living elsewhere from you at the moment? Because it feels like they are not with you.
Yes, I'm in Connecticut with my mother, and my husband and children are in California.
Okay. All right. So I know that part of this is that there's difficulty with your husband being on his own with the family. And it's, you know, on one hand, it's a really good experience for him to see how difficult taking care of the family can be. And I feel like in that way, he's starting to realize that he's underestimated everything that you go through, which is actually a gift. I know that he's quite frustrated with everything, but at the same time, he's very supportive and he understands. So, you know, the thing is that the kids are actually, they're okay. It's not ideal for everyone, but there's a lot of growth and understanding that's coming from this. And, you know, the other thing is that it's actually giving the kids an opportunity to see that there are things that they can do where their self-reliance can come in and help.
Yes, my boys are 26 and 28.
Okay, so the self-reliance. Yes, so the self-reliance is a big issue here. This is an opportunity for them to learn more about who they are and what. You know, I think there's been a lot of taking for granted going on. And I know that I feel like the biggest stress for you is ultimately your husband and having this break in your being able to be together. But I feel like he's learning about himself and he's learning more about you. And that's not a bad thing. So the other thing that comes up is potentially traveling back and forth. And I'm hearing until October. Does this make sense? Because this is...
Well, you know, originally my plan was to come in late August and stay till October, but I had to change my plan and came in July, and I'm going back in August.
Okay, and you may end up going back out again sometime before October is what I'm hearing, but my impression is that when you get back home and see how things are, you'll feel more assured that it's okay. He doesn't, you know, your husband doesn't like this. Your sons don't like it, but it's still okay. And ultimately, you know, I just have to say again that you may find newfound appreciation from your husband. It's odd because there's also a little bit of resentment that you're not there with him. But ultimately, he knows that this
is his job safe. Is he okay with his job?
His job's okay right now. I do get the impression there may be some kind of a change in August, but I feel like ultimately it will be better for him. So there may be some type of a short break. It almost feels like there may be some type of a reorganization and they're not really sure where they're putting him, but I feel like he will continue working and that after this little break that it will actually be better for him. So it could be something as simple as you guys leave and go on vacation and he comes back and there's been a reorganization and he's got a different job. But I feel like his particular work in the company is safe, or at least under the umbrella of this company. Like I said, there may be a little hiccup, but I feel like ultimately before the end of August, things will be elevated to a different level that's actually good for him. So I don't see his particular work jeopardized. I feel like there will be some good movement for him.
Yeah, because the manager above him is, I don't know, it's a lot of stress and tension with this new manager that's been there a year. I'm wondering if he's going to leave or move or...
Yeah, I'm not getting anything specific about that, but let me go ahead and turn it over to Stephanie and maybe she can focus on that part for you.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes.
All righty. In visiting numerology, your life path is also a number four. There's actually quite a number of fours today. So in your life in general, you will always be the one to be creating the foundation, and that's part of the stress that's going on right now. is that he's in one place, you're in another. You're trying to still operate a household, and it feels very challenging. You're not sure what this really looks like. So for you, you're in a personal number year of two. Two means balance, and so all this year, it is about this balance, and you feel like you're standing on a teeter-totter. July for you has been probably one of the bigger tests of your whole entire life, and this is going to continue to the end of the month, which thankfully is right around the corner, because what you're doing is you're bringing some things to closure, which number one is shedding your own insecurities, anxieties, anything that, all this uncertainty. This has been a challenge for you to have faith and just to keep believing that everything's going to be okay. The month of August for you is the number one month, which does mean new beginnings. So it wouldn't surprise me. Well, it does make sense to me, actually, that you traveled in July to bring things to a close, and then August is the new beginning so that you can get things going in the right direction. The next time I see you traveling again will be either November or December. December is going to be bringing some changes for you. It could be that perhaps the households get to come back together again. Anyway, in terms of your husband's position, I do see very similar to what Rebecca saw, where he steps back, whether it's to take a two-week vacation, something like that, he comes back. Things have been regrouped, but I see that it's actually for the better. It will be in his better interest. It will better support him in the ways that he needs. Where currently, whatever he's doing now, he doesn't feel like he's being the best that he can be. However, in the next position, whatever it is they do decide to change, it will be a far better fit for him. So when he is mentally calm, then you will feel like you can calm down. Does that make sense?
Yes. Charles, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I get.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Because I know he's visiting his family in Pennsylvania in September, so he's going to be going away for a couple weeks in September.
Perfect. And September for you is a number two month, and so you're looking at the balance again. So once again, you're standing on the teeter-totter trying to keep things level. Okay?
Okay. Cheryl, thank you very much for your call. Good luck, and keep us posted on everything that's going on for you. We're going to welcome Michelle next to the show, and Michelle is calling about career. Michelle, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca and Stephanie.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, sure. There. How can we help you today?
So I'm just kind of curious, it's coming for career. My current contract's done almost the end of September, so I'm just kind of curious if there's longevity where I am right now. Please and thank you.
Well, you know, I have to say the first thing that came up is, well, what would you like? You know, place your order. What would you like? you know, because the thing is that I do get that there will be at least one other opportunity where you are. It may be a slightly different contract than what you've been working under. But I feel like, you know, they value your work and you do a good job, and they know it works for them. So I do see another opportunity for you. I'm seeing some kind of change, though. I'm hearing January. So it's going to be up to you if you want to do something that's a shorter-term contract or if they offer you something that's maybe only like a three-month contract. But I'm seeing a potential change for you in January. And it's one of those things where they'll either offer you another one or they may even offer you like a permanent position if you decide you want to do something like that. But really, you know, the energy around you is, you know, decide what you want because you pretty much get to do what you want. You're very good at manifesting what it is you'd like to create. And you're very clear about who you are and who you are not with your work.
Yeah.
And so because of your laser focus about all of that, it provides a great avenue for Source to basically give you what you order because you're so clear about it. And you don't have to kind of weed through things that don't work for you. You've got that clarity that you're already creating it. So, you know, really it's up to you what you choose. So good
awesome.
Stuff. But yeah, figure out what you want.
Okay. Thank you. I know what I want. That's awesome.
Beautiful. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know me from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yes, I know who you are. Yes, we are friends. Okay, well, some of this is review, then. Your life path is the number 8 business. Business. So 2017 is a number 9 year for you. So it makes sense that things come to a close in September because that is number 9 months. So things are coming to closure. October is the number 1 month, new beginnings. So you could have a new job as soon as October. And yes, you are a great manifester. What I see also is that 2018 is a number 1 year for you. And it looks like by March of 2018, you will feel more grounded in wherever you're at. In fact, even though you're going to start something in October, and I know you've kind of been down this road before, something's going to be brought to you, and it could even be where you're at now. Maybe they decide, okay, this contract is done, now let's put you over here on this project. March, it's going to take until March, though, for you to really feel like, okay, I created it. Here's where it is. This position here is going to take me into the next while. So, okay. And then April of next year is a number 5. So that changes. And so it'll be important to go with the flow and changes. Whoever that company is that you end up going with, they will have changes in store, but they're positive changes. Something to keep you on even more long term. So I really, you know, I'm not saying don't look for work, but I mean, you're no more finished in September and October. It's like, oh, number 1, okay, so it'll be sometime in October that you will already be working, if not staying where you're at currently. There is a dream position for you, though. I know it's probably a little bit more local to your home. Continue to look at that possibility too, because in the big picture I see you actually being able to manifest that again, so because I know you do travel. So anyway, yes, that's what I see for you.
Awesome.
Missy.
Well, thank you
okay.
very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great day. And before we take our next caller, who is Michael, calling about career, because it's career day here at the Rated G Radio Show. Rebecca, do us a favor and tell us once again about your book, The List, which is available from Amazon.
Okay. Well, thank you, Garrett. It's called The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's a very quick read. Garrett can attest to that. It's like maybe an hour, hour and a half. And basically, it talks about using lists to get a clear vision about what you want to create in your life. There are also a lot of tools and techniques about releasing old stuck energy. And, you know, I've had some good feedback from Garrett and others that it's helped them. So the reason the book came about was because, you know, I've been doing readings now for almost 30 years. And the same kind of tools and things would come up as suggestions to clients to kind of get out of their own way. And so I had several people say, write a book. So that's how the book came to be. And again, it's a very, very simple read, very forthright, to the point. I don't give you a long dissertation about who I am and how I got to be here. So if you're willing to do the homework, you can change your life. That's really it in a nutshell, that these are tools and techniques that will help you change your life if that's what you choose, and that you really truly can create the life of your dreams. If you're willing to let go of what doesn't work, embrace the new, move through your fear, and let go of the old stuff. So thank you, Garrett, for allowing me a moment here.
And Stephanie, we're going to do a commercial with you next, so just hang on. We're going to bring on Michael, and again, Michael's calling about his career. Welcome to the show, Michael. Oops, pressed the wrong button. I hit Michelle again. There we go. Let's try Michael again. Here we go.
I'm here. Thank you.
Hi, Michael. It's Rebecca.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Yes. Well, a question. There's two directions, and then the J-O-B. And I'm going to be working with a friend of mine at one of her businesses, providing one of my services, and then still waiting for a third partner to kind of get their stuff together to launch a new business. And I just kind of want to get some insight and direction.
Okay, and what's the first name of the person who's going to be allowing you to do your work, this business partner?
Catherine.
Okay. Okay, so Catherine is good. She dots all her I's, she crosses all her T's. She's very good at putting the plan together. I do feel like these opportunities are a springboard for you, and I feel like especially with her. She can be conservative in some ways, but she's a risk taker in others, and she's very, very good at what she does. So, you know, do what resonates for you with your intuition. Do what the gut feeling says, but I feel like there's an opportunity for some great growth for you. With this other partnership situation, I feel like there's a reason there's been a delay on this, and it feels like intuitively this may either not be the right time or it may not be the right partnership for you. So always trust your intuition as you're going into this. I'm not sure if this person is really ready to make a commitment to this business. And if this person is not ready to make a commitment, then, you know, your business is only strong, is as strong as the weakest link in the chain. So if this person isn't ready and they're not ready to commit, then energetically, whatever his weakest part is what's going to be the overall energy of the business. So I would say this may be something to revisit with him in a few weeks. I'm hearing the number 6. I don't know if that's 6 weeks, 6 months, but I feel like he's too scattered right now. So it's, you know, I think that you're doing everything right, though, energetically. The job is fine. Keep it for right now. Get the springboard happening with Catherine. This, again, it feels like a springboard. So this is, there's some potential really great growth with this situation. And then make sure that you can maintain the level of growth before you let go of the regular job and stuff. But I feel like coming into, say, June of next year, I feel like things are going to be in a very different place for you, and that's really good. And that's not a long time, you know, when you consider starting basically a new business with or a new business venture. So, the only other thing that I would say is if Catherine suggests something, really take it into advisement, because she's really, really good at the business stuff. She's got she's just really good at it.
So. Yeah, no, absolutely. Catherine's a rock star. And yep. The other person, the third partner, cancer and a divorce. So it's, I mean, we're trying to be sympathetic and everything, and it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the thing is, I'm not sure how much you really necessarily need that person right now. So
I agree.
That's the thing.
The other partner, I'm not so sure yet, but yes. We're working on that.
You're welcome.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Fantastic. Because I'm at the beach.
Oh, well, hey, it's a great day, then. Awesome. Well, here we go. Your life path number is a number 6. 6 can be difficult because 6 means that you will always need to be dealing with people, and that is your signal whether you're on track or not. If you find that you are isolating, if you find yourself in a position where you're working alone versus with people, that's a sign to say, okay, Michael, time to get back on track. Anyway, this year, 2017, is a number 7 year for you. 7 is a very much a challenge. It's a very high spiritual number. It means that you actually have been spending a lot of time, especially with regards to your question, really thinking about this, weighing it out. You're looking at it from the financial perspective. You're looking at it from what I would call the spiritual perspective, but from your perspective, it would be for the highest and best. What's really, really, really the right and best thing to do here? Catherine, yes, is a rock star. I feel good about this. In terms of the thought, whatever it is that you would like to do with Catherine, as far as her being a potential partner, I see you guys getting something together and organized and somewhat ready to launch, not completely, but in the month of October. And so between the thoughts, the plans, putting pen to paper, all of the things that you do this, December is very good. December is a number 1 month for you, which means new beginning. It also means you still may have to go into the back lot of your property, so to speak, and chop down the remainder of the weave. The third party, honestly, to me, I get the energy, not just based upon what you described. There is definitely interest on that person's part. However, the energy pretty much floats away come June, July of next year. from that particular person. There will be a resurge of interest in the month of February of 2018, but then just due to his personal life conditions and situation, that kind of falls away. Don't be surprised if you and Catherine may entertain the idea of another person. However, it may just be you and Catherine for a little while. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, Catherine's a separate business, but yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm feeling, and, you know, God bless the other party's soul, you know.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on there, and it's best to allow him to do what he needs to do for himself. So you've got all of your mental things laid out on the table right now. So it's like that movie Ready to Launch. You're getting ready to just run with it. In the meantime, yes, do keep this other position that you currently have. Yes.
So there you go, Michael. Thank you, as always, for calling into the show. We love hearing from you and all of the adventures that you're on for your career and life. It's always good to hear from you. Before we move on to our next caller, who is Stacy. Stacy, get ready. By the way, Stacy's calling about her job, too. See, everybody's calling about jobs today. Stephanie, tell the listeners
yes.
who are calling for the first time or may just need a refresher about what you do, what you don't do, and maybe even your radio special for July.
Oh, of course. Well, let's see here. I am an energy healer. I'm also a psychic medium. And during sessions with me, we visit, at their choice, of course, we visit patterns of negativity. We look at the problems going on in your world. Step one in a session with me has to do with visiting exactly what the problem is, doing research to clear out, I call it the ick, but to help separate out the old beliefs, old patterns, which are no longer serving you. Then we take a look at how does the reading actually transpire now that we move the problems out of the way for you. It's a very much a transformational process. And it does take a lot of courage. And so for those who do step forward, I wish to say thank you, because it does take courage to embrace yourself, to love yourself enough to have the courage to say, I'm ready to make this change. I want to make it now. And what do I need to do to make it happen? Also, my July radio special is 1 hour at a flat rate of $85. This is normally $2 a minute, so a $120 value. So I offer that. There is a special link at my beautiful website, courtesy of Mr. Garrett here, and you can click on that button and go ahead and fill out the contact form, and we can go ahead and make arrangements. So that is for the remainder of this month. And there you go.
They're awesome. Now, I will tell you that, you know, just like the ladies were talking about earlier, they're having that love, sex, and relationship workshop next month here in Long Beach. If you're in the area, I will tell you, it is so worth it if you are able to sign up and participate. I was just expecting to be more of like a fly on the wall on their workshop in June, and I will tell you, the six-hour workshop flew by, and you think 6 hours for a workshop, oh my gosh. It is the best 6 hours, the most fun 6 hours you're going to have in a day. Lunch is provided, and you find out all kinds of information that you never in a million years thought you would find out about in a very supportive atmosphere. You also get to have a little mini reading, some theta energy healing, and things like that. And when Stephanie did her healing for the participants last time, And I will tell everybody, I've had readings with Stephanie before. I've had the theta. I have never experienced anything like this in my entire life. And she says, okay, everybody, I'm done. Now everybody get up and move around. I was so energetically shaken up that I was like, okay, I'm going to stand because I got to stand. But it just totally freaked me out in the best ways possible. I felt so much better after that. And I can't explain it other than if you're in the area, you have to come and see the ladies in person, because not only will you have a great workshop experience, but you're going to get a reading with Rebecca. You also get the time with Zoe, and she will clear cords and pull cables and plugs and all of that yucky stuff from, you know, generations gone by, and it will change your life. So I want to make sure everybody knows to sign up if you can. But again, just like Rebecca and Stephanie said, go to their websites, imrebecca.com, whitelight.love. And you can sign up for private reading accordingly. We're going to our next caller today, who is Stacy. Stacy's calling about her career. Stacy, thanks for calling. You're live with Rebecca and Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Garrett. Thanks, ladies. I just want to know, when you see a job coming up, it's been kind of slow lately, like really slow, and I've been diligently trying.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Rebecca. You know, Stacey, the very first thing that I want to say to you is use this time to your advantage, because energetically I get that you're not feeling 100% right now. So use the time to really surrender into nurturing yourself and your well-being and your health. It can be a temporary thing, but let, you know, if you could reframe this, I'm going to give you several different things, but what I want you to do is I want you to reframe this and give yourself permission to rest, because what I'm getting is that there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of urgency for you with getting another job. And I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, of course. I understand that completely.
And because I'm a single parent.
Yeah. So I totally get all of that. However, this is, you know, so there's several different things. The first thing that I want to say is make a list of 3 to 5 things you can do each day to move you in the direction of getting a job. So, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about the list. You know, sit down and get your mind clear and think about, what do I really want to be doing? If I could have my day look like anything, what would it look like? What would I be doing? How much money would I be working, or I mean, would I be making? What kind of environment would I be working in? And then start allowing yourself the stream of consciousness, right? Just let anything come up along those lines, but really let yourself connect with what that would feel like to get to have the job that you've always wanted, whatever it is, and start writing. Okay. Stream of consciousness, right? Let yourself keep writing for 15, 20 minutes. If you get something that says, oh, I forgot to go to the post office, or I have to do laundry, you know, write it and keep going. Okay. Because our dreams live in the subconscious. They don't live in the conscious mind. Typically we have to remember them. Most of us forget what it was like to be asked when we were a kid, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because what happens is we become an adult and it's like, okay, now I have to do all the responsible stuff. Mm-hmm. So the ego starts coming in and saying, well, you have to do this and you have to do that. Well, so we're going to let the ego go, which is why if you have that thought, oh, I have to go to the post office, I have to do laundry, write it and keep going. We want to stay connected to that feeling of empowerment and the possibility that anything can happen. Okay. So write for about 20 minutes. When you're done writing, when you feel like, okay, let me see what I have here, take anything that you've written in a negative way and turn it into a positive statement. So in other words, if you said, I don't want to work with negative people, change that to, I work in a team-oriented, cooperative, supportive environment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that everything kind of reads that way. And then when you're done turning everything into a positive statement, I want you to read it, you know, transfer it to another piece of paper, then read it. And it should feel like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself what you need to change and then add whatever mm-hmm. that is, and then put it away for a couple of weeks. In the meantime, what kind of work do you want to be doing, and start looking for those types of jobs.
Yeah, okay? I have a degree in business, so.
Okay, and that's great. But the business is a really, really
business
broad subject. Okay, perfect.
I know.
So here we go. So what kind of communications? I mean, you could work. You work for a nonprofit organization. You could be doing, you know, corporate stuff. You know, there are a lot of things you could do. Do you want to work for a corporate in a corporate environment? Do you want to work for a small business owner? So start getting really clear about what all of those things are, okay? And in the meantime, then start tailoring what you're looking for to what you really want, what your heart's desire is, okay? And in the meantime, you know, try to treat this time as something that's a gift, because once you are working, you're going to be really, really, really busy again. And I feel like, you know, there's this energy of not feeling rested, feeling the anxiety. I get all of that. I totally understand that. But start doing some self-care right now as well. Do one thing for 30 minutes every day that nurtures your soul. Okay, whether it's taking a bath or taking a nap or going for a walk or putting your feet in the water, something that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I do all that.
Perfect. Okay.
I do all that.
So when you do that, be fully engaged and fully present with it, okay? Because the mm-hmm. thing is that everything that you do that feeds your soul is elevating your frequency and your vibration, and that you take out to you when you go and you talk to people about a job. They see this positive person who's feeling good because energetically she's nourished. And she's bringing this positive energy. And when you're living in that, when you bring that with you wherever you go, people want to be around that. That will give you the opportunity to have job offers and whatever. So all of that being said, I am hearing October. So, and I feel like I see you walking through the doors someplace. So, you know, especially like if you're looking for something that might be corporate, it can take that long once you've been told, yes, you have a job. It can take 6 to 8 weeks sometimes for these corporations to get the offer to you and get you through the door. So,
yeah, but
in the meantime,
In the meantime,
I understand. I know. Breathe. Breathe. You can change all of this. You know, when we do these readings, it's the energy that's around you right now. You can change it. You know, tell your friends if you can do something temporary for a little bit here and there before this, or if you can bring it, you know, you can bring it closer.
Do you see anything temporary coming in at least? Just anything in October?
Yeah, I mean, I see something permanent for you in October. I see you being welcomed into, you know, through the doors and being introduced around. And I get that little bit of that pit in the stomach about I got a lot of stuff to learn now and I want to learn it really fast and I want to do a good job. So I'm seeing all of that for you. And I want to say this is coming at the beginning of October. This feels like the very beginning of October. And in the meantime, I see you doing temporary things. Whether it's work, helping friends who have businesses or calling a temp agency, I absolutely see you doing that. And you could start doing that almost right away. I see if you want to do something as quickly as the last week of this month, I'm seeing that as a possibility for you. So
as long as there's a stepping stone.
Okay.
I was going to ask about love because I like Garrett. So
well, let me turn it over to Stephanie and and we'll see how she wants to answer.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I have standards. I need chemistry, and I don't find that. I have guys liking me, like really attracted to me, but there's just I need somebody that I'm really attracted to, and I don't get that often, you know, because even if they look good, they don't have the character to back it up. So I need both, and know what I mean? And I just feel I have that with Garrett, and it's just
I think everybody has that with Garrett a little bit. Garrett's just an amazing man.
So you're attracted to him too, of course.
I think everybody.
Ladies,
attracted
all
to
of
Garrett.
Your checks will clear this month. I promise you.
I think everybody's attracted to Garrett.
Okay. Yeah, because I like my men pretty like that. I like. You know, and nice, and I just like a guy that's well groomed. One that takes care of himself like that, that looks really good. I don't know. I just, you know.
For the record, I do bathe once a week, whether I need to or not. So it's part of the plan. But I know sometimes it's even like twice a week. But Stephanie, let's move over to you. And Stephanie, I'll let you pick up from here.
I like guys. No, the guys I date, of course, I like, you know, a clean fanatic because that's the way I am. But I'm just saying he just looks real. I don't know. He looks really good.
Yes, he does. And he's even better in person. So anyway, Stacey, this is Stephanie. And just be visiting your career question. So first of all, your life path is a number 9, and so what this means, it's twofold. You've got the best of the best because you are here to serve humanity and to bring the highest and best to all you run into. It also means that you're bringing closure to things, so it can feel like people come and go in your life, and you're like, well, wait a minute, this is not a train station. So, anyway, that being said, you are currently in a number 1 year, which means new beginnings. And so this year for you is a challenge because when we're number 1, it doesn't mean that, yay, I get to start fresh. What yay, I get to start fresh means is now you get to go to the storage unit and throw everything out or do what you need to do. So this has been like a cleanup year for you. August is going to be very much this way as well, August and September. So when we're looking at career, September does look like you're finally going to get a fish bite, you know, a little bite on the hook here. Temp work, I do see you starting first with temp work. October is balancing, so that means that you'll be exiting the home, coming back into the home, balancing time with yourself, with your child, and so forth. December, one of two things will happen. Either this temporary position decides to hire you permanently, or another position will step forth that will be an even better opportunity. And also, while Rebecca was reading for you, I was feeling the same thing, which is right now in this moment, take each moment of each day for self-care, because it feels like you've been absolutely stressed out and taxed and worrying and all of these things. So use this time wisely right now, because very soon, very shortly, this little mini vacation, you're going to almost wish that you were back having this mini vacation again. Not really, but...
Well, I know. I like working. I know. It seems like a vacation. I used to do operations for a stock brokerage. I always liked working, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I do like when Garrett was saying, I like, you know, the yuppie type looking men. I like the tennis player types. I don't like the bad boys. That's what I'm saying. I don't like the bad boys. I like more like the tennis players.
Sure.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, nothing like that. I just like more of, you know, that type, like the athlete type. You know, I don't like I like a classy kind of man, and that's what Garrett looks like.
Oh, Stacey,
well, exactly.
I have you all fooled so much. But thank you.
You
I'm
know what?
Such a bad,
I know Garrett,
bad boy.
I know Garrett. I know this is going to shock you, but you know how, like, Brad Pitt's blonde hair, blue eyes? I don't like attractive at all, Brad Pitt.
Well, I mean, you're entitled.
No, but I find you attractive for blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, Stacey, we love you for that. Stephanie, is there anything else you want to add before we go?
You know, Stacey, I think, again, for right now, it's a self-care time. Stay focused. Keep taking the measures that you need to in terms of employment. And at the same time, what I keep seeing with you energy-wise is that your energies are depleted. If we were to have a session and even just to do an energy cleanup, it wouldn't take that long, just to help bring you back up again. And this is why you need to rest. So you've been around a lot of energy, a lot of people for a long period of time. It's time to discharge all of that. You can also help yourself and do that for yourself too. If you go back to the replay on the radio and do that little quick meditation in the beginning, that will help you too. So that's the last thing I have to say. Yeah.
Okay. Stacey, you were amazing.
All the best to you.
Yeah, all the best. We love you when you call in, Stacey. And good luck. And I know love is in the air. You'll find love, you know, when you least expect it. If you
yes,
go out searching for it, it doesn't come and find you. You know, it will find you when you're ready. So I'm going to go screen a bunch of calls. And Carla, have we spoken to you yet? I don't think we have. Carla,
nope.
You're live
nope.
with Rebecca and Stephanie. And welcome to the show. You're calling about your career also. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing great. How are you? And how can I help you today?
I would like to know about my career. Do you see my business picking back up?
Okay.
Or do I need to do something special to increase it?
Well, you know, the thing is that I feel the energy around it is that it was growing great. I keep tripping over my words today. I feel like it was going gangbusters at the beginning. And then, you know, I feel like there were a couple of things that went on that it kind of slowed down. There were some other things that required your attention. And so it kind of got into this little lull. My impression is that you can kind of adjust the way that you've been doing things. I almost feel like at the beginning, the going gangbusters was awesome, but you were working really, really hard. And my impression is that there may be some things you can do to kind of streamline how you're running this business. And there may be some people who have really good expertise at selling your particular services or products. And it would be good for you to spend some time to maybe learn a little bit more about how some of the people who are really, really successful are actually getting to their audience. Because my impression is that you're talking to a lot of people, but you're not necessarily getting a lot of buyers. So I really feel like you could do really, really well with this. I feel like you're passionate about this business. But you could really use a little bit more help in kind of streamlining the sales process so that you can tell fairly quickly whether or not somebody is truly interested in your business or not. Let's see here. And I feel like you're a quick study. It's almost like, okay, go take this week course and then go take this other week course. And I feel like within 6 weeks or something, things are going to be going very well for you again. So if you take advantage of the lull that you're in, because once things get busy again, you won't have the time to get yourself educated. So it's actually a gift in disguise because it gives you the opportunity to go get the education that you need. So, okay. I feel like this is going to start moving more efficiently for you again in September, and I feel like this will be a steady increase for you. It's almost like you kind of start working again. Things start to build up a little bit. I feel like by the end of October, beginning of November, you may be really, really busy. You may get a little bit of a lull at the holidays, but not much. And then I feel like when we get to January, things may come back down just a little teeny, teeny, tiny bit, but still higher than what they've been, and certainly almost at your peak production. So it's like this little tiny bit of investment in your time and energy is really going to pay off for you for the long run. Carla, you still there?
Yes, okay. I'm still here.
Okay, great. Okay, and then Stephanie?
Yes. Hi, Carla. All righty. Your life path is a number four. And again, many number fours on the show today. Number four means laying the foundation. And so it's wonderful that you have your own business that really does serve you well in general. That's the type of person that you are. This year for you, 2017, is a number two year, which means balance. And so this is kind of a challenging year for you. July especially, which is a number 9 month, it's trying your patience. And your things are coming to a close. New ideas are coming to the foreground. And your business is, you feel like your business is suffering right now. August is going to be a little bit better. That's the number one, which is the new beginnings. So it's going to take even more work. So I see it as a time where you're going to roll up your sleeves even more so to help launch this. December is the number two month, which is, again, balancing. So it's like the month of September for you is an opportunity where the growth is now starting to happen again. There's finally going to be movement again, if you will. And so you're going to feel like you're having to balance this giant thing on your own. November is very good because that puts you in a number four month, which again is laying the foundation. So there's going to be movement through the month of September and October. December is going to be very challenging, but not in a negative way, in a positive way. It's a number five, which means transformation. It also means gypsy, bohemian. So there's going to be some changes. So it will be important to flow with the changes. January will be really good for you again because now we're dropping back to number four. So November and January, those months are going to be very similar where it's going to require a lot of work. But by May of next year, you're going to be in a very different position and in a positive way. You'll likely have not only brought the nature of the business under control in a place that you want it, but the outcome of it, the business sales itself, whatever it is that you do, will have increased by about 33%. So for a small business owner or a business owner, that's a very big deal in a short window of time, in less than a year, more like 7-8 month period of time. So anyway, that's what I see for you. I know you feel scared right now. It's going to feel like it's a little bit of a pit. You know, September comes and then October comes and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what did I do? But stay with it. Remember your dream, your goal. As Rebecca was saying earlier to somebody else, put pen to paper. What does this look like? What will it look like when you have evolved, made these changes, and then keep your sight set on that, because that is an order that you're submitting to the universe, to God, to fulfill. and just know that it will be done. But like I say, by May of next year, you'll be sitting far more comfortably and in the position that you had envisioned yourself to be in. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Have a great day and sure appreciate you. And again, just a real quick reminder, if you'd like to schedule a private reading with either of the ladies, you can do so over the phone, over Skype, or if you're in, you know, the Seattle area, you can see Stephanie. If you're in the Southern California or Northern California, because Rebecca has two offices to see you, you can schedule an appointment on their websites, respectively, iamrebecca.com or whitelight.love. You'll see the two lovely ladies with me hamming it up in the background on your show page. So you can just write it down. Or if you're looking at the show right now, I've hyperlinked both of their websites directly to the show page. You can just click and go. We make it that easy to get in contact with them to schedule your own private reading. And with that, real quick, we may have some new callers that didn't hear at the beginning of the show, ladies. What is your August workshop topic and what are people going to get from it?
It is love, sex, and relationships. The energy of attraction, and what are people going to get from it? A lot. It's actually a really, it's a fun-filled day. I mean, you can kind of get a little bit of an idea about our personalities. you know, so you get, every person who participates gets an individual reading from me. There will be a Theta Healing group. I should say a group Theta Healing done by Stephanie. And Stephanie also provides insight to the participants. It's a very small group. We like to keep these classes small so that everybody does get their personal time. And then also because there's a lot of sharing that goes on in these classes. And it everybody in the room actually gets more from the experience because of the sharing that happens. So you'll also get a delicious lunch included. We were actually impressed with the quality of the food that we got for lunch because it's not always that way when you go to an event and it's catered, right? Let's see, lots of fun. It's some really surprising things. One of the things that I talk about is that you might not ever think about sex again the same way as you did before you come to the class with some of the things you might learn, or you will learn, actually. And then, Stephanie, do you want to add anything to my description?
Yes, it's a very fun balance. It's a nice balance. And again, as Rebecca said, you can kind of tell our personalities. We're similar and different. We each have our own beautiful strengths. And so Rebecca is the main teacher. And so in the background, the healing is going on, and yes, there is an opening meditation. Yes, there is group Theta Healing, and when Rebecca does her readings for each person, there's still healing going on in the background, and then at the end of class, it's a wonderful opportunity for each person to get roughly 5 minutes to quickly visit what have been your past hiccups with your relationships or what belief has been alive that doesn't serve you, yet you may not even realize it. So anyway, it's a matter of clearing that out and bringing each person into the highest and best vibration possible, which again has to do with moving and shifting their energies and visiting past life. The person may not believe in past lives. That's okay. We're simply visiting the root of the matter, pulling the root out, and for everything that's released, unconditional love and forgiveness is put in place of that, which also brings a happier, balanced person. Why? Because we all deal with this world, the yin and the yang, and we have the yin and the yang, the dark and the light within all of us. So with the healing, that comes into a better balance. And so after the fact, I know Mr. Garrett was feeling lovely for hours and hours and hours afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, even meal afterwards. Fun. But it's so nice to learn, and we'll keep the sex part of it. You have to come to the workshop to understand that, because there's something very unique. It's not just getting your swerve on or getting a little whatever, however, whenever. There's far more to it than that. There's a real beauty to it. There's a science to it, and it's a very honorable and respectable aspect of relationships that I think most people overlook and are uninformed of. So it's wonderful to share this. And again, you have to come to the workshop
to learn
what this is about. Yes.
And I think one of the things that I was really pleasantly, not that I would, and I know both of these ladies, so I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it. You know, because if you're going to talk about love, sex, and relationships, it's not howtogetyourpornoon.com. Okay. It was so tasteful and so respectful that it, you know, I think anybody can sit in the audience and be a participant and not feel embarrassed or weird about having the conversations that are had during this workshop. And in a very supportive environment too. So it's, I don't know why I'm going to even say this, but the words are coming out because it's my Tourette's, but I found it very surprising. So that I was very, excited to see how that turned out at the last workshop in June. So if you're in the area, you got to go. So.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yeah. And I will say, and I'm going to share what you said to us, Garrett, because so we did the after the event dinner. Okay. Tell us everything. We want all the feedback. And Garrett's like, well, you know, I'm going to be honest. And we're like, well, yeah, we want you to be honest. And he said, I have to tell you, Rebecca, when you told me this class was going to be 6 hours, I thought, oh no, what am I going to do for 6 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even sit through a 2-hour training without trying not to fall asleep. So, and what could you possibly have to talk about for 6 hours? And he said, I can't believe I'm saying this to you, but when you said it was 4 o'clock and the class was over, I couldn't believe it.
It was true. I mean, that's the God's honest truth.
We were like,
I have the shortest attention span ever. And the workshop was adequately paced. I don't want to say fast paced because that makes it sound like it was rushed, but it was totally not rushed, but it was adequately paced. How you conducted the course and the topics and each subject, I thought you gave the right amount of time. Everybody got personalized attention and it just went boom, 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 boom. And the next thing you know, it was 4 o'clock. And I was like, what? We just got started. So again, really a great opportunity to meet the ladies in person and learn a lot. Let's jump to our next caller here, and that's going to be Bridget. Bridget is born August 28th, 1973, and Bridget's calling about money, 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 money. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, Bridget.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi. How can we help you?
I was wondering if what advice I could get from the other side about finances. I've been in kind of a rut for a very long time. And I get opportunities to make money, and then the opportunities seem to kind of vanish or peter out. And so I was wondering, I'm trying to listen for messages from the other side, and I am just kind of at a loss as to how to bring in financial abundance.
Okay. So first thing I want to say is, because you just said, how do I bring in financial abundance? And what I have learned is that you have to allow it. We have to allow it to come in. And that's a different energy. And people go, yeah, but don't I have to this or don't I have to that? Well, yes, there is, you know, money is energy. Money is energy just like everything else is energy. And one of the analogies that I use about it is based on a reading that I did about 20 years ago where a woman had given up a very lucrative job because it didn't align with her integrity anymore. So she lived in an apartment on Venice Beach. And I was doing this reading for her, and what came up was, well, when you get up in the morning, do you run out to the water's edge to see if the tide came in? And she said, no. And I said, well, money is energy, just like the tide. It comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. It will do that for all of eternity, just like the tide of the ocean will come in and it will go out. It's just that we have been taught that money is extra important. And I understand that we as human beings work in a system where we use money as an energy of trade for services, for food, for whatever. So we basically have this extraordinary importance placed on money, because we've been programmed to believe that that energy is more important than all of the others. And the reality is, it's still just energy, okay? So that's the first thing that I want to point out. The second thing I want to point out is the source for all abundance is God. God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. But it comes from the universe, from source, okay? And, you know, we have different channels through which it can come to us, either through a trade or you go to work and you get paid for the work that you put in, or, you know, maybe you take care of the house because you're a housewife and your spouse brings in the money. But there's an energy exchange that occurs in order to allow the money to come in. Okay, so there's always, there are all these different channels, but ultimately source is where it comes from. Okay, mm-hmm. So really, really important concept to understand. It's we can understand it intellectually, but it's not something that we are easily able to get into our belief system. And in other words, it's different when you feel something fiercely because you just know it to be true versus when you think it in your head and you know it's true because it's a thought in your head. Mm-hmm. So I want you to spend some time, you know, the next few days. I'd love to suggest, first of all, an affirmation. I always have enough. I always have more than enough. Abundance comes to me easily. So these are affirmations that I want you to start working on. Abundance comes to me easily. And I always mm-hmm. have more than enough. And start doing this almost like these are your mantra now. You're driving in the car. This is what you're saying to yourself in your mind. Because we want to start working on reprogramming your brain instead of lack. We want to start programming abundance.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So those things will help. The other thing is, let's see here, because when you first started speaking, I got an image of you basically holding money in your hand and you're holding it really tightly. And there's a lot of different places you could be giving it and you don't know where to give it. So you're just kind of holding it because you want to make sure that whatever you do with it is the right thing to do. So let me just ask quickly. You know, so what comes up is just allow it to flow more freely. If you have a bill that needs to be paid, go ahead and pay the bill. You know, there, mm-hmm. when we talk about the analogy of the ocean tide coming in and going back out, when you put money out there, when you pay a bill, you're investing in the opportunity for that money to come back. And I know that sounds like a strange concept. I don't know if you're familiar with Louise Hay, but she owns a publishing house and she's a metaphysical teacher and she's just done some phenomenal things. And she talks about how whenever she gets a bill in the mail, when she pays the bill, she writes thank you on the check, because to her, the energy of receiving a bill in the mail means energetically she will have the money to pay it. So if you're being asked to give something, that means you're getting something back. Hmm. And again, I know that that's the opposite of what we are taught.
Right.
So, and I have found it to be true that I've noticed that when I pay a bill, there's always an opportunity for me to receive more abundance. Sometimes it's like within an hour. Sometimes it's a day or two. But I've noticed now that there is definitely a cycle of when I put money out there, I get an opportunity for more money to come in. Okay. So I know I'm actually asking a lot of you, because I'm asking you to change your mindset about this. Because, you know, my feeling about you energetically is you are really good with money, that you want to be responsible with it. You want to have a good relationship and you respect it a lot. But it's almost like, you know, we can't coddle our children too much because then they don't learn independence. It's almost like
right.
you're coddling the money a little too much. Okay. You respect it. You know, be grateful for it. Thank it. You know, like I said, the thank you on the checks when you pay your bills. There is more money coming for you. And I feel like there's a change coming for you in August. And it's almost as if you're kind of traveling down one path right now and you have an opportunity to, I want to say this is like a 45 degree difference for you. It's not 180, it's not, but it's like you're going in one direction and you're going to shift and go in another direction. And that's going to provide an opportunity for more abundance for you. It's coming. And it'll be a slow gain. It's not going to be like, oh, I won the lottery, but I do feel like it's almost as if you were building on clients. It's like, okay, you have one client today. And so then tomorrow you might have two clients. And then the next day you might have four clients. But it's that kind of energy where there's a slow build. So it's not too overwhelming, which is good. Because if you get too much work, then you can't keep up. But it's a slow build. And I feel like this is going to happen through August, a little bit more in September. I feel like at the beginning of the month, there will be more growth. But it's almost like you take two steps up and then you kind of settle in. And then you take another couple steps up and you settle in. And so there's this building that's happening for you. I do see a break for you at the end of December, maybe vacation, something like that. But I see you kind of settling back into this routine and this energetic movement in January. So, you know, I would say energetically it feels like you may be taking a vacation or a break or something for a couple of weeks in December. But then you kind of get right back to the same pace in January. So there will be some steady improvements for you in this way. But again, do the affirmations and start remembering and realizing, you know, we love money. Money also loves us, but we have to allow it in.
Okay.
We have to allow it in. Open yourself. I'm open to receiving all abundance from the universe. Okay. And you're going to do just fine. I have no doubt.
Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm doing better now.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what. I have been gathering everyone's birthdays, as you know, and I have yours. And because of what your numbers are, I'm not going to go into your personal year or month or anything like that. Because here we go. So when I add up your numbers for your birthday, this is very unique. I will not say unusual, but it's very special. Your numbers add up to what we call an 11/2. So the 11 in numerology is a master number. So this tells me, first of all, your calling with work is of a different kind. Your calling is also on the level of a spiritual nature. Now, does it mean that you have to do what Rebecca and I are doing? No, not necessarily. But whatever you do, it is important for you that you do feel passionate about it, that you feel good about it, and that you can embrace it. So the lessons that you have in life are slightly different and unique from everyone else because you are being asked to march to the beat of a different drummer of a different vibrational level. So in other words, it means that in your life, it's important that you walk to the beat of a higher path, the road less traveled. It's important for you in general to always take the high road. Okay, does that make sense? So
yeah.
When it comes to work, so the 11 breaks down into a 2. 2 means being of service. 2 can also mean subservient. So this could be something that you have run into in past work positions. And I'm just pointing this out just as a point of awareness, where it's like, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. You turned into a yes girl, and then it's like, what am I doing? I don't like this. So anyway, with the 11/2, we're also talking about 2 number ones together. So you are wonderful with ideas. You're wonderful at generating new things. At the same time, it's still a number 11. And it's important to talk about this because when it comes to bringing in the energy of money, allowing it, giving yourself permission to allow the flow of money to come in and to know it's possible, this is all very important for you, especially because of your spiritual connectedness. If you're not familiar with the chakras, please spend a little bit of time at least getting yourself familiarized with it, because this is telling me that in your sacral chakra, the sacral chakra is the home of money, hopes, dreams, wishes, everything that we wish to create and manifest, and it makes sense because it's in the reproductive area of the body. And so with the energy of money and with you feeling like you have a block, it could be that there is a block in your sacral chakra. If you go to YouTube, there's several kinds of videos to clear the sacral chakra specifically. But when we do run into a block of money and the money flow, this is often something that is going on. Recently here, I did work with a client, a woman, similar story, similar problem and situation. So we actually spent probably a good half an hour just in that area alone. And it was amazing what came out, the blocks that were released, and then she also could feel the energy shifting physically. And in the end, she's already beginning to feel success from it. So I would encourage you to spend some time focusing on that. And so messages from the other side, yes, you will be getting them. And this is much of what your guides and loved ones are encouraging you to do, is to include all aspects, not just okay, I can't get a job. There's far more to it than this. We have our spiritual side, mental, emotional, and physical. We're all very multidimensional beings. And so, you know, the human side of it, it's like, okay, we're linear, you know, we can only go from point A to point B. No, we operate on many different levels and dimensions. So that is one of the messages, is to start including the spiritual side of you, and also, again, work on moving and clearing the energy that is blocked in your sacral chakra. Give yourself permission to allow the flow of money to come in, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
There you go, Bridget.
Well, thank you so much
for your call.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
You can write us that $10 million check for, you know, your thanks next month after it clears.
Next month after August, I will.
After
August.
Yes,
we are all open to receive.
Yeah, we are open to receiving all the abundance.
Yes.
There we go. Thanks, Bridget. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We've got about 4.5 minutes left. I'm going to bring Sharon on. So Sharon's calling about her career, and I just want to tell everybody, meaning Rebecca and Stephanie, I'm going to give you about a minute each, minute and a half each. Sharon, you're live with Rebecca and Stephanie.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Yay, I got on because I was dropped at the beginning of the incident. Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, no.
How are you?
Hi, I'm well. So what can I do for you today?
Well, I just, this past Monday, I just changed careers, and I started a new career with a new company, and I want to see what you look for. I know I made the right decision. Am I going to make the 3 months probation period? All employees are on 90-day probation.
Okay, and Sharon, I'm going to put you on hold so they can answer. Hang on.
Yeah, so you can do this. I mean, it was the right decision. You can do this. I know that you've been kind of been pinching yourself because this is a much better opportunity for you. But I do want you to now focus on learning what you need to learn so that you can make this a really good place for you. You have a lot to offer this company, and it's a good spot for you. So, you know, right now it's about learning and doing your very best every day. I feel like you're a good fit, but I really want to encourage you to do your very best every day, because that's what's going to guarantee you to get past this probationary period. So you got this. You just do your best, and you're going to do great.
And Stephanie, Sharon's birthday is 9/1/65, if you want that.
Yes, I have that. I have that, and Sharon, you're a number 4 birth path, so life path, and so this means laying the foundation. You will bring organization. Anyway, long story short, yes, you will be fine, and you will feel more sure of everything by the end of this year. December is also going to show even more fruits of your labor, so yeah, run with it. Stay focused. You got this.
That was easy. Sharon, see how easy that was? You are an amazing person. Thank you very much for calling in. Always good to hear your voice. Real quick reminder, the ladies would love to hear from you. And if you would like to schedule an appointment, they will do that with you. Go to iamrebecca.com or whitelight.love for their respective sites. Hyperlinks are included on the show page, as well as on their lovely picture that you'll see them hamming it up with me on the show page. And ladies, about a minute left in the show. Anything else you'd like to say or confess to before we end the program for the day?
Oh, I'm going to let Stephanie go first on that one.
Come to the workshop. Seriously, think about the workshop. September 16th, Long Beach, California, Love, Sex, and Relationships. You will gain far more information than you have ever anticipated. And most importantly, you'll learn more about self-love than anything. So there we go. And please remember my radio special, $85 for 1 hour for the month of July. Rebecca?
That's awesome. Thank you, Stephanie. And the other thing I wanted to say is, if you're not in the area, you know, we're really close to all the beaches and stuff. It's a great spot to hang out and get to digest all of the wonderful information that you're going to learn. My website is iamrebecca.com. And the book is called The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon in a Kindle version. I think it's $2.99. We're just all very, very grateful for all of you calling in and giving us an opportunity to do work we love. And Stephanie, thank you. It's always awesome to work with you. Love it, love it, love it. Garrett, you are the best, bar none.
Oh, bless your heart.
He's
okay,
the rock star.
Yes, he is.
Okay, everybody, that's the show. I've had it. I mean, I just my ego just can't handle any more adulation than today. So, ladies, I love you both. You were just fantastic. Until next time, it's been my pleasure hosting you. And again, I'm sorry we didn't get to all the callers. We had tons more that had called in. Hopefully, we will get to you next time, and we will see you soon on Rated G Radio. Please don't drive distracted and have a great evening.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.